Welcome to the fourth episode of Ask the Water Polo Goalie. I'm Glenn Bush. I'm an assistant coach at UCSD, where my focus is, you guessed it, coaching the goalies. I was a goalie a long time ago. I still play at the master's level. I've been coaching the position for about 18 years now. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, this is me answering the questions I get from my current goalies, coaches, and parents about the position, training, and anything that has to do with being a water polo goalie. If you have a question that you want answered, you can send me an email or leave me a voice message. My email and the link to leave an audio recording are both in the description. And before I get into the episode, one thing I ask of you is if you find value in this podcast, then please leave me a rating and review. It helps others find this podcast, and I want to reach as many people as possible. I'm going to answer just kind of one question this week, and that question is, how do I block a penalty shot? And I'm going to end with my unscientific conclusion about the most common spot penalty shots get blocked by the goalie. The first thing you need to know as a goalie is the field player is supposed to score this. So don't get too upset with yourself if they score. You know, the field player knows when they are shooting. They know where they are shooting. You know, you don't. And you can't cover up the whole cage. They are going to win this battle more times than not. So everything I'm going to outline is to get the shooter to kind of screw up, kind of more specifically, to force them to make the perfect shot. If they put something halfway up the cage or not enough to a corner, then you're getting a hand or maybe even just a finger on it to get that save. I made a video that's on YouTube. I'll put a link to that in the description. It's Ashley Johnson. She's playing for Team USA at the 2016 games. Now, it's a good demonstration of everything I'm going to talk about, and she actually made the save in that game as well. So the first thing, get mentally focused. You know, whatever that is for you, do it. Second, do you know the ref and how they set up the penalty and how long it takes them? Do you know the timing on when they raise their hand to signify a whistle is coming to when they actually blow their whistle? I say this because when they get you in the shooter in position, you need to have your legs and your skull just turning, you know, with the bulk of your power coming from your legs. You need to be building into your base so that when the whistle is blown, you're at your peak base, you're at your peak strength, and knowing the ref and their timing lets you time that build better and really get a good jump on that whistle. And I'm going to say here, your base needs to be in the classic 45 degree angle because you're going to come forward on the shooter. And the ref timing is also important because if you know how quickly they blow the whistle from when they raise their hand, you can get a jump on coming off your line. You can move aggressively forward towards the shooter, closing down their angles and taking away more of that cage. You know, I always say err on the side of coming out too soon. Sometimes the refs let it go and it lets you come further out of the cage and really get close to the shooter and just take a whole bunch of cage away and make that save. The worst that happens is that they let the shot go, and if you block it, the ref gives you a penalty and they retake the shot. No big deal. You know, you're not going to foul out. At least I hope not. You know, the upside is you block it and the ref lets you get away with it. But usually what happens if you come out too soon is they'll stop the penalty, they'll put you back on the goal line. And if they've already kind of talked to you maybe once or twice or kind of had lined you up on the goal line, they'll probably give you a yellow card for the delay. Now, when they moved it to a 5-meter penalty shot, it used to be 4 meters. You know, I really like this because it gives you, the goalie, a better chance to block the shot. The field player has to shoot in one motion and in a timely manner. The longer their windup, the more ground you gain by walking forward. Remember, angles are our friend here. The further out you go, the less angles they have on the cage. And the further out you go on a shooter with a long windup, the bigger the chance they rush their shot and take a poor one because they see the cage disappearing behind them, or behind you, I should say. If you stay on the goal line in a vertical position, the shooter is going to win every time. That is unless they just take a really, really bad shot. When you're doing a penalty, you know, don't guess a side. This isn't soccer. A soccer goal is just too large and they're not allowed to come forward on the whistle. You are. Come forward in a strong base, read the shot, and react to it. Don't power blast into an iron cross on the whistle. You can't hold it up. So the shooter will probably go into a longer windup if they know you iron cross it, and they'll just put the ball to a high corner as you sink. Don't sit on the goal line in a vertical position. You're giving the shooter the angles on the cage they want. Get in a strong base and come forward on the whistle, or if you time it right, just before the ref blows the whistle. And before I cover the rest of my tips on blocking a penalty shot, just a quick word from our sponsor. Okay, the remaining tips. I would review game tape of yourself taking penalty shots. Do you have any discernible tells? Do shooters tend to shoot to one spot against you? If yes, then you're showing a habit that they are exploiting. You know, this will be more visible against teams you play a lot, you know, because they've studied you. They got game tape, they've got notes, they got all that good stuff. And kind of a story that stands out is something kind of here recently was McQuinn Barron at USC. Now, he's very tall. He's listed at 6'9". He tended to lunge forward on the whistle versus coming out more in his base on the whistle. And at 6'9", he can get away with this. He used his height and wingspan to his advantage, and he would sweep low to high as he lunged forward. Now, he could take away half to three-fourths of the cage with this move. Going high quickly or donut were really good choices. But shooting a donut is tough to do on a penalty shot. You have to be a confident shooter because if you miss, you look really bad. And McQuinn used this to his advantage, pushing you out to the corners that he could reach with his wingspan. But the donut was there for the taking. The thing that you should be doing is you should be studying your opponents too for their patterns and tells and who takes the bulk of their penalty shots. Now this comes back to being a student of the game and studying your opponents. See who takes the bulk of their penalty shots. Most teams have one person or two. Where do they like to shoot? What is their motion? Are they a long windup or do they take a quick shot? Is there a pattern or do they mix it up? A good penalty shooter will mix it up and is just confident wherever they put the ball. So you'll need to focus on the in-the-moment stuff for these types of shooters and force them to make the perfect shot. An example that I'll use from my coaching experience of learning a shooter's pattern comes from when I was coaching the goalies for the USSD women's team. This was when LMU was still in the WWPA. The final, the championship, was going to come down to us versus them. We've seen them a bunch of times. We've played them several times already. We had plenty of tape on them. And this year, they had one girl basically take all their penalty shots. And she barely subbed out. But she had a pattern. She always shot lower goalies right, usually off the water on that first penalty shot. And then if there was a second penalty, she shot to the goalies upper left. I even saw a game where she took three penalty shots, and she went skip right, upper left, then back to skip right. She definitely had a pattern. She definitely had a favorite spot that she liked to shoot the ball. So come the championship game, LMU drew a penalty, and she came up to shoot it. And sure enough, she shot a skip right. Our goalie was waiting for it, knew it was coming, but going back to the field player is supposed to score this, the LMU player hit a perfect skip shot and got the ball right over our goalie's hand. You know, our goalie did her job. She forced the LMU player to hit a perfect shot, and that player did. But you know, you need to study your opponents. Learn their patterns. Some extra things you can do to mess with the shooter. Before you get to the goal line, you can swim out a bit or just start out of the cage to show you're not ready. You can give a little trash talk, say something funny, play a little psychological game with them. You probably get a yellow card, so it's up to you to determine if it's worth it. I never did this as a player. I didn't think of it until I was done playing competitively, and I'm not going to do it in a Masters game unless it's a good friend and I just want to have some fun with them. But I have seen it done. The starting goalie after me at UCSD did it against USC, and I think it was them. And I do remember him blocking the penalty shot after swimming out and saying something to the shooter. Other things, does your school use wall cages? Do they have solid tarps on them? So with those, you know, when you splash water on it, does it get darker? You can play around with, you know, splashing a little water on that tarp, see if it changes its color to give a kind of a subconscious target for the penalty shooter to aim for. You can off-center yourself slightly in the hope the shooter shoots towards the more open part of the cage. I'm not the biggest fan of this because you're getting into mind games. Maybe they recognize this and they shoot to the opposite side while you're lunging to the open side. Or you're too off-centered and they shoot to the open side that you wanted and you lunge to it, but you still can't reach the ball. I'm just kind of a bigger fan of eliminating the guessing game and playing it straightforward to force the shooter to make a perfect shot. They're more nervous than you are. You know, they have the pressure. You know, they're supposed to score this. You know, how embarrassing for them if they miss, and what a psychological letdown for them and their team if they miss, especially if it's a really close game. And I said I would end with kind of my unscientific conclusion. So this is where I think penalty shots get blocked the most, and that's to the goalie's lower right. Most goalies are right-handed, so they naturally lean this way, and their hand-eye coordination to their right side is much better. Most shooters are right-handed, and they tend to get the most power with their shot by following through over their left hip, kind of like a pitcher in baseball. So they'll tend to shoot to their left, the goalie's right. Now, I know you can probably easily disprove this, put a radar gun on a shooter shooting over the left hip, going to right to left, or just shooting to right. But again, just my thoughts here. But when the shooter, when they go to their left, the goalie's right. When the shooter goes to their left, the goalie's right, they also tend to shoot a skip shot. And with this, they're adding an element they can't control, the shape of the water. They can get a bad bounce, or they can get a weak bounce, and both of those will help the goalie out in making the save. Or their aim is off, and instead of shooting a skip shot, the ball just goes lower right, and it goes right into the goalie. And with a low shot, a goalie with bad legs still has a good chance to get a hand on it. Now, I try to encourage penalty shooters to get comfortable and confident with shooting to a goalie's upper left, especially if the goalie is right-handed. Now, if they're strong to the right side, probably a little weak to the left side, a little bit slower to get to that high corner on the left side. So remember to check out the video of Ashley Johnson blocking a penalty shot. The link's in the description. And if you have any questions about penalty shots, then send me an email or leave me an audio recording. And if you have any other questions about being a goalie, then send them to me too. Now, if you want to support the show, I've included a Cap7 affiliate link in the description. If you're going to buy any gear, you can use that link and I get a commission and it helps the show. There's also a link in the description to directly support the show. And I'll see you next time.